Okay, and to reward you, we're going to start a new halacha. Siman Reish Tez Zayin, page 256. So the Mechaber says, we're talking about brachas over foods we eat, stuff like that. So a very interesting halacha. Mechaber says as follows, Asalahanas Mireach Tov. You're not allowed to derive benefit from a pleasant smell, scent. Ad Shiyavarach. Unless you make a bracha before. We call them shiariach. Before you smell the thing, you have to make a bracha. Avalachrav, but after you smell whatever it may be, a pleasant thing, and sarklavrachon. There's no bracha afterwards. Okay, now there's a few things. First of all, bear this in mind, I'll give you a tip off for Shah this morning. But the Mishnah Berurah says the reason is there's Gemara. The Gemara says, how do you we can understand food, drink, those type of things that you can't derive benefit out of them. I'm not allowed to get anything, benefit out of anything unless you make a bracha. But how do you know you have to make a bracha over a scent? So the Gemara quotes a pasuk, call, say it every day, Kahan shamat haloka, that every neshama, every soul will praise Hashem. So the Gemara says, it's mashma, it seems to say, Shafa neshama tehalo ahanasa. That also the tehalo is a word we use for the source of brachas. So evidently the neshama could like make a bracha too. Thank Hashem for a pleasure that the neshama is getting. So what could that possibly be? Veza davar shehi nenes ha-neshama bilvad. So the Gemara says, what's something that the neshama gets a pleasure out of, but not the body. So Gemara says, "Havelmer zareach." That's scent, smell. So therefore, we see that the Gemara says that you have to make a bracha over a pleasant smell. The Aruch HaShulchan brings a different source we see throughout the Torah. The Torah talks about reach nechoach, a pleasant smell. So therefore, we see that Hashem has this feeling. So therefore, we see that also that you have to make a bracha over smell. The Mishnah Berurah says you make a bracha before you smell it, just like anything else, right? We have even by mitzvah, but by anything, make a bracha before you eat it, before you drink it, before you smell it. So you have to make a bracha before, like any other eating or any other mitzvah. The Mishnah says that before you do or partake of whatever it may be, you make a bracha. And Mishnah Berurah brings from the Achronim that let's say you smelled something and then you remembered afterwards, you should have made a bracha on that. So then it's not like food where you could have a little more. Right? So you lost the bracha. You just lost the bracha.
Why not smell it some more?
That's not so simple that you could do that, because it depends if you still get the same pleasure out of it.
But wait a second. What if you don't know if it smells?
No, in other words, normally, like if it's
flour, smelling flour, no, you got to smell it.
Right, no, so you're right. So then, in that case, you could. But usually, like if you see a rose or something like that, you know it's going to smell.
No, usually,
whatever. Okay, now you don't make a bracha afterwards. Why not? Very interesting mission verse. So the Chofetz Chaim explains that they only made Chazal only were mesaken a bracha afterwards for eating and drinking. Not by smell. Why? Shehi shahanamu etasi. It's a small pleasure. It's not a big pleasure. So therefore, you Chazal only made an opening bracha, not an ending bracha. And then the Mishnah Berurah says something very interesting. A couple things very interesting. If you have two things in front of you, one thing is either something you're going to eat or drink, and the other thing is something that smells, that has a pleasant smell. So what bracha do you make first? Remember we talked about that before. We have this whole thing of what bracha has kedima. So the Mishnah Berurah says that you take first the thing that has a taste, eating or drinking, and you make the bracha on that first, and you also take that in your right hand. We learned that also. Then the last thing I found very interesting, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, and others also, that he says the name of Poskim, that specifically by smell Chazal made a bracha, but not on a kol, not on a sound. No. So Mr. Silverman gave me a CD of some of this composition. I was listening to it. Really beautiful stuff. I was listening to it today. So, you know, make a bracha, right? There's no bracha. There's no bracha over hearing something pleasant. Again, we're not talking about a good tiding, but we're talking about, you know, like music is beautiful, right? So it's geschmack, right? We all know that. So make a bracha over that. And why? So the Mishnah Berurah says, because the halachas, because there's nothing to it. There's nothing there. It's ein bo mamash. It's not there. And so therefore it's pleasure and it gives us pleasure, but still they didn't make a bracha by that because there's nothing tangible there. And the same thing that he says is the same. Also, Chazal did not make a bracha by bathing, right? Take a nice hot shower at Sukkishmak, right? Okay, so you're in the shower. Okay, so I don't know. We work that out somehow, right? Work that out somehow. But no, because they also didn't make a bracha there because they nichnasim laguf. It doesn't get into the body. Chazal only made those were the gedarim Chazal made by a bracha. So by smell is, we'll talk about this a little more Shabbos morning. It's the boundary, it's the gvul, it's the boundary for the smallest amount of pleasure a person could get, emanating from something, and also it so to speak goes into the body, right? Because you smell it. So those two criteria make it the Chazal, even though it's not like food or drink, but still that was the end. That was the boundary that Chazal made for a bracha. Okay? Good. Pick this up after Shabbos.